Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
Does silence make a man miss you? That is what we're going to be talking about today. It's one of those questions. A lot of women sometimes come to me and they want to use silence as kind of this thing where they play hard to get. I'm going to talk a little bit about why that's a bad idea and when silence is actually an effective tool and when it's not an effective tool and why you would want to use it and why you wouldn't want to use it. Hello, my name is Matthew Coast, and welcome to Commitment Connection. And so let's get started here. So what are some of the reasons why you would want to bring silence about? And when does silence actually make him miss you? So the first one is that silence works if he likes you and he's attracted to you. And this kind of seems like a common sense one, but it might not be that much into common sense. Because sometimes I'll talk to women and they're like, okay, there's this guy and I like him and I went silent on him and he's not pursuing me. And so there's kind of an answer there, right? It's kind of like a little test. You went silent on this guy and he never ended up pursuing you. And the reason that it was read wrong was because you projected your attraction for him onto him, thinking that he was attracted to you in the same way that you're attracted to him. And we get women that do this all the time. Guys do this as well, by the way. And so what ends up happening sometimes is that women will talk to a guy and they'll like this guy. And so they want to get this guy to be attracted to him. And so they jump into this thing that I call the dancing monkey, right? And they'll start being like, doo-doo, 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 trying to get this guy's interest and trying to keep him interested. It's like one of those monkeys, you know, with like the big cymbals and he's like smashing it together. And that can get attention, but attention and attraction are two completely different things. And so don't mistake his attention for his attraction. And so what you really want is to have a relationship where a guy is actually attracted to you and he is doing the work to be involved with you. He's showing you that he wants to be in a relationship with you. And if you're in the initial dating phases, he needs to be investing in you, pursuing you, and convincing you that you should be with him, not the other way around. If you've communicated that you're interested in him and he's definitely interested in you, you can lean back and he'll step up to the plate if he's serious about it. And so that tells you a lot about whether he's serious about it and whether the silence in this case is actually kind of a test, right? It shows if he is attracted to you and you've kind of created this interest, which we'll be talking about here in a second, he will start pursuing if he is actually serious about it, which he might not be, right? Some guys just like attention. Some guys just like to get their emotions riled up. They get satisfaction. They get their needs met through just talking to you or discussing things or not moving things forward, being a pen pal. And so you don't want any of that, right? And so, all right, so number two is silence works when he has an emotional addiction to you. So like when a drug addict loses their fix, right? They're like, you know, all they can think about is the drug. How can I get this drug? How am I going to get this drug? You know, hopefully his emotional addiction to you isn't nearly as extreme as a drug addiction, but there are some correlations to it. They have found that when you break up, what they found is that it's kind of like going through a withdrawal. And so if he has enough emotions invested in you and he's addicted to the emotional experience of being around you, because you've been using the stuff that, all right, so number three is silence works if there's positive anchoring. And so what is anchoring? Anchoring is the emotion. It's when he feels an emotion when he thinks about you, right? So if he feels an emotion when he thinks about you, that's anchoring, right? It's an association in his mind. He thinks of you, he feels good. And if he has that, then silence could end up working, right? If he feels a lot of positive emotion because of the great positive experiences that you guys have had together, he's far more likely to miss you if you ended up going silent on him. And if his emotional anchoring to you is negative, then he might actually feel relieved and happy that you're finally going silent and he doesn't have to deal with talking to you anymore or being around you anymore. And so that's why it's so absolutely important to connect with him in a positive way. I get women who sometimes try to trigger men with negative emotions that they don't want to feel over and over again to try to prove that the guy cares, to try to get him to prove that he cares about her. And so they'll do things like fight or argue with him or attack things that he cares about, make fun of him, do things that she probably wouldn't want done to her, right? Creating drama where it doesn't need to be, or trying to make him jealous or any of those things, right? Those gamey type things, playing games with him, trying to use emotional manipulation and stuff like that. And if you do this too often, he'll welcome the silence that you guys have between you, and he'll start planning his escape from the relationship, and he'll want to get out of there because the more mature he is as a man, the more likely he is to want to get out of there. And the less mature that he is as a man, the more likely he might get caught up in those gamey manipulation tactics. So, all right. So number four is silence works if it creates a contrast. So there's something that I call the contrast principle. And basically what this says is that a man will start appreciating you more if you create a contrast. It reminds him of how amazing you are. And so maybe you've experienced this before where maybe if you've come in from the cold, it's really cold outside and it's freezing and your hands are like numb and you're like, whoa, you know, and you come in and you put your hand by a fire and all of a sudden it like heats up really fast. And you're like, oh my God, it's really hot. Whereas if you were in the heat and you put your hot hand next to a fire, it doesn't feel as hot, right? Because there's this contrast because you're cold and then you're hot. And maybe you can do it like, if you've jumped in a shower, right, a really warm shower after you're really cold outside and your feet and your hands are like, oh my God, that's really hot, right? And you feel that way because you're cold and there's a contrast. Or for instance, if you've ever been really thirsty and gotten a drink of water, right? Water's great, but it tastes amazing when you're thirsty. It tastes absolutely amazing when you're thirsty. Even you water haters out there, I know you'll love water if you're really thirsty. It's true. All right. So if you've ever had great experiences together and now he's stuck at work or he's doing something boring or not nearly as interesting and exciting as being around you, then he'll definitely miss you when you're not there. And so that's when silence works, right? It's when it creates this contrast where all of a sudden you're not around him, you're not bombarding him with messages, and you're just silent, right? Maybe you're leaning back or whatever. You're doing one of the things that we teach about in our programs. And he's like, oh God, I wish I was with her right now, right? And that's why it's so important to create a great connection with a man.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit theforeverwomanformula.com right now.